What does fishing and understanding our own emotions have in common? Let's talk about that in today's episode on Mental Health Insights. I always love to hear a good metaphor. Hello, my name is Craig Faust with Mental Health Insights. This is the podcast where we explore how to improve your mental health. I am a licensed professional counselor, and I always love exploring metaphors and analogy to help people understand mental health concepts. So what better way of doing that while talking about emotions than talking about something like fishing? So if I can be honest for a second, I am not much of a person that enjoys fishing. However, I know quite a few people that do. I've fished before, and there is something about fishing where you are taught and you start to learn that you have to seek out where beneath the water the fish are going to be. And typically, fish are going to be in a place where they can hide. So there might be some brush or, you know, something like that underneath the water that they can hide in, that they can feel a little bit safe in. And you cast your lure, and sometimes it can have bait on it, to try to get this fish to notice that it's out there and to be appealed enough or desire it enough to leave some of that protective place, where even a place where they might call home or they're searching for food, to come out and get this lure, to come out and get this bait. And emotions are like this in several different ways, but let's fill out this analogy just a little bit. Sorry, for some of you, maybe it's an analogy. For some of you, it's a metaphor. Depends on how new of a concept this is, I suppose. So the fishing lure, throwing the line out, the bait, this is your attention, right? This is where you're putting your focus on, where that fish is. This is the emotion that you're experiencing, the reasoning behind it, the manifestation, the information that is in that emotion, the urge, right? So this is the emotional experience that we're really hunting for. And then the brush, the place where the fish may be hiding, this is our protection, our defenses that come up. Because often some of these emotions that we're trying to lean into and understand, to be curious about, are not exactly the most pleasant of emotions. So as you're exploring an emotional experience, you know, just like we talked about in the previous episodes of just understanding emotions and how that can improve your mental health, and really leaning into like how you can soothe yourself and your own emotions, we are going through this concept of acknowledging that you are having an emotional experience, which is kind of the first place that you need to be. And then this exploring that emotional experience. So that's where casting our lure is. We want to use something that we call in the field. You want to use this physical sensation that's happening in the body. This is the easiest way of holding on to an emotional experience. So whenever we experience an emotion, there is some physical sensation that comes along with it. And usually it's an urge trying to get you to do something. As we've spoken about before, there are multiple urges that often come up at the same time. This is something that's really important because all those urges will cause different reactions. Normally, as human beings, we are going to follow the loudest reaction or the ones that we're most used to doing. So the ones that are more habitual, that cost less energy or that may be faster at occurring. So that's where, like in fight, flight, and freeze, you can get really quick responses, and often people will veer towards one more than the others because it is one that has either been reliable or it's just neurologically easier. It costs less energy. It's faster for the brain to go to that route. So when we're actually exploring our emotions and we're trying to be curious about them, We want to try to put our attention on the physical sensation that is occurring, the sinking in my gut. And if I want to allow myself to be curious about it, I want to try to hold my attention on that physical sensation and allow my mind just to be open or wander, just to try to be as blank as possible while I'm exploring it. And we want the brain to be like the canvas there. So as we start to pay attention to that physical sensation, thoughts will come up from focusing on that emotional experience. And then we get the opportunity, after we've really sat in that emotional experience, to now understand the thoughts that are going on. I hope that makes sense. So for the fishing part of this, you're casting your lure, your attention is there, and you're giving enough time for the fish to not only recognize it, but be willing to come out, be willing to risk leaving its protection. And often for us, even if we're wanting to explore an emotional experience, our protection can come up. It's unconscious often, but it can be conscious as well, right? Whatever fires together, wires together. So if you're used to being protective around emotional areas, then yeah, you have to give that protection time and really even just acknowledge that there's this protection part, to be able to help give that emotion time to come out so you have the opportunity actually to take a look at it. And what this would look like in fishing terms is right, it would bite onto the bait and you would set the hook so that you can start to pull it up, get your net out, capture that fish so you can actually take a look at it now. And that looking at it helps us to further identify it. You know, we get to understand like what's the species of fish. We get to see what the size is, what's the weight. You'll get to get an idea if we're going to keep the fish or not. You know, from an emotional standpoint, there may be an emotion that's coming up that, oh, like I actually want to sit with this a little bit longer. Or it's like, okay, I see what this is. I understand some of the functions and what it's going with, but I don't want to continue to hold on to it right now because it might not be useful right now, right? There are tons of times where emotions aren't useful. You know, if I'm going on a walk and I all of a sudden get the urge to like start dancing, well, maybe that's not appropriate in that moment, or maybe it is, right? So if I'm noticing that sensation, I get this feeling of joy and like, man, I just want to dance to the song that popped up in my head. You know, I may keep that fish in that moment, or maybe I might not, and I might let it go. So the exploring of an emotional experience and being curious about it is there's an intentionality to it. You're giving yourself the time to focus on the physical sensation and allow that curiosity, and you can move to different fishing spots. So as we were discussing previously, you know, in the soothing episode, and whenever you have an emotional experience, often there are these different spots that are going on, these different emotional experiences, or sometimes we call them emotional handles, right? Because you can kind of grab onto that handle. So you have this physical sensation and you can rotate between these different emotional handles, between these different fishing spots. To go and try to just be curious about that, right? Allow yourself to cast out the bait, allow that attention to focus on that physical sensation, and allow yourself to be curious about it. Now, you really want to be curious about it, because if you're not, then you're likely to be judgmental towards an emotional experience. Now, we can be judgmental, but just understand that if you are, then now you're uploading a new set of emotional experiences, which is going to make it a little bit harder to cast that line. That'd be no different than if I was, you know, going ahead and fishing, and now I'm throwing out my bait without the line, and fish are maybe coming up and eating that, but I'm losing my bait. My focus is scattered, and it becomes harder to discern or harder to even know which one I should be focusing on. The rich thing about this is that the more and more that you do it, the better you get at it. But what you can really do, and this is the magical part of being able to use your emotions, you can allow yourself to explore these different fishing spots, these different emotional experiences that come up, these different urges, the better you get at it, the more you can allow yourself to go to an urge that might be beneficial for the situation. Now remember, in the moments that this happens, emotions are fast acting. They're fast acting. So the chances of us having the moment to pause and pick our response becomes more difficult. But we can try to choose ahead of time that, okay, so I know that whenever my wife and I are talking, there's always this part of me that wants to be closer, and I feel at my chest, it's this, and my arms, right? It's this part that wants to hug her. So next time that we get into an argument about finances, about the laundry, about the dishes, about sex, whatever it is, I'm going to try to pay attention to this part that wants to be closer and get a sense of what this part wants to do, right? So we have the opportunity to prepare ourselves so that next time we maybe have a different response, or when we're actually in the conflict, right? The emotional experience happens and we're getting all these different urges and we start to follow through with the loudest one, we can say, whoa, whoa, time out, hold on. All right, I'm doing it again. I'm doing the louder one. I'm doing the bigger one. So I need to just pause for a second. Let me search my body real quick. Let me try to pay attention. All right, is that sensation here? Yep, I do get that tension in my chest that makes me want to like hug my wife. Okay, I'm going to try to lean in and try to focus on that one. I'm going to cast my line there. And I'm going to give that one a moment to really surface in my body, to really try it on, to allow myself to capture it and encapsulate me. So then now I can try to respond from that place. The wonderful thing that happens with this is it changes completely how another person will experience you. The more that you can sit in an emotional experience, especially if it's one that you want to try to share with somebody, it allows your tone to shift, your face. It allows the eyes to shift. It can allow your body posture to shift. Because if I'm allowing myself to sit into sadness, to hurt, to pain, to scared, to, you know, timid, if I'm allowing myself to sit in uncomfort or discomfort rather, and I'm allowing my body to really focus on that sensation, and it starts to show up. It will start to manifest, right? I'll start to show it to my partner or start to show it to whoever when they can see it and they maybe even hear me talking about it. Then their system, their emotional system is going to turn on and it's going to be able to pick up what's going on. And there's going to be almost like this, imagine this like authentication that ends up happening. This part that can recognize those mirror neurons come online. It's like, oh, they're feeling this. I can kind of feel it too. Increases the chances that they're going to show compassion. It also drastically increases the chances that they're going to believe you, that there's going to be truth to what you're sharing, or they can see how hard this is for you. And that compassion comes online for them. It changes their way of emotionally showing up for you. So this is, even me explaining this, is getting a little bit ahead of where we're going to be going with some of this, is how do you really utilize those emotions. But here's the big thing about this, right? And you could think of it as fishing, right? All right, I want to pay attention to some of these emotional experiences. I want to be really curious about them. And I just want to understand them. What's going on with them? Why are they coming up? And this is the best way that I know of how to do this. And it's extremely effective, especially if you're a huge logical thinker. Emotions are difficult for you. But it's even wonderful for people that do have really big emotions. Because if you have big emotions, then you likely have one urge or one response that's so much louder than the others, it's hard to pay attention to the other ones. So this gives you enough time to try to slow down and, all right, let me try to focus on where these other fishing spots are and give myself time to just try to explore and focus on that. All right. So we do this by allowing an emotional experience to occur. This can be through a memory. This can be something that just happened. This could be something that's bothering us. All right. So we allow that to happen and we can acknowledge it. We can explore it and we really deepen that exploration by allowing curiosity. And that's this casting the line part. right? So it always starts out by having the emotional experience. And if you're in a place right now where you're not having that emotional experience, you can bring on that emotional experience. You could summon it through allowing a memory to come up that you maybe want to explore a little more, that you want to be curious about more about an emotional experience that have happened. Because the way the brain works is that when you remember that, you'll get a portion of that intensity of that emotional experience that'll come up. It'll never be as intense, but you'll get a portion of it. And then once you have that portion up, then you can look for that emotional handle. You can look for that physical sensation that you can grab onto. And then you can just examine that, be curious about it. And then you can move on to the next one if you so choose. That way you can really diversify that emotional experience and allow yourself more options there for whenever a similar situation comes up like that in the future. And that is how fishing is a lot like emotional exploration. It's a lot like being able to be curious about your emotions. And I hope that that analogy is helpful for you and just this format for exploring your own emotional experiences that happen. And this is a good practice for all of us, right? We want to sit and meditate on this. Often meditation is associated with emptying your mind, but it can also be extreme focus on something. So we're taking this moment to focus specifically on these emotional experiences, allowing the emotional experiences from the body to populate in your head what's going on, right? They're extrapolating more information. And then we can use that information to organize what's happening. And, you know, a good fishing spot you're going to come back to many times. A good fishing spot you're going to come back to many times. So whenever you get that new information, you can recast out there, refocus on that emotional handle, refocus on that physical experience, and do it again to get more and more depth, a richer and richer understanding of what's going on. And this is likely where we're going to continue on. We're going to continue on exploring in this series how to explore deeper and more intense emotional experiences, what that looks like, and to give you just a format for that. Because this does so much to helping you regulate emotionally. It does so much to helping turn down the volume of tense emotions. And it starts to give you language of how to communicate what's going on. So we'll talk more about that in future episodes. I hope that this is helpful for you. And I just want to kind of give you an idea of this. You know, I've spoken about it before, and I really just want to keep on hitting at this. This has been more of a recent understanding of emotions, and so much of it comes from the understanding, the meditation, and different things that happens over Scripture, right? You have an experience where you read something that you don't really quite agree with or ruffles your feathers, and then you pause for a moment. You're like, okay, I need to be curious about what's going on in me. We're doing the same thing here. Tension shows up. The emotional experience comes up. It's confusing. What's going on? And then we're leaning into this, because leaning into these hardships helps increase the chances that we're going to lean into important relationships. An important relationship I'm talking about right there is my relationship with Jesus, but it works out in every type of relationship that we have. Even if we're not actually going to communicate to the person that's causing this turmoil, it helps us understand our own moves and our own inner world. And that understanding allows us just a little bit of space to possibly have a different type of response, which is huge for those of us that don't typically like the responses that we have to others, especially in those really intense emotional moments, right? Like, I don't ever like it whenever I yell and get really loud with my son or my daughter. But whenever I do, then I can lean into those intense moments to try to understand what was going on there. Then once I have that understanding, often I can identify that road. So whenever I start to walk down it, I have a higher chance of recognizing what's going on. I have a quicker acknowledgement. I have a quicker exploration of how I want to handle this. It allows me to divert path somewhere else. I want to go to path B because I know that path A doesn't lead to me feeling good. And that's what it's all about. It's just trying those different things there to help improve our mental health, help improve the interactions that we have with other people. So again, I hope that this is helpful, and I hope that context is helpful. Again, I love to be back and love to have these conversations. I look forward to talking to you next time. Until then, take care. Thank you for listening to our show. This podcast is designed to provide accurate and reliable information, and those that appear on the show are all licensed professionals in the area of mental health counseling. We are in no way rendering legal or medical advice, only information to help serve you better in making decisions in your life. If you need a professional, you should find one. The music you are listening to is called Lobby Time, and that is by Kevin MacLeod and licensed through Creative Commons.